Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Samach Beis. We're going to start the shiur at the end of Daf Samach Aleph in the Beis. The Gemara says, Sahuda Amalei L'chavrei, someone told his friend, Arad Debei Rab Chia Mezavnin Ulach. The land, Debei Chia Mezavnin Ulach. The land from Chia, I'm selling to you. Havletat Erad Dav Miskoyen Debei Chia. He had two karkois. Both of them were called Arad Debei Chia. Amar Avashi, Chod Amalei, Taitiloy Amalei. He said, Lashin Yachid, he said, the land of Bei Chia, not the lands of Bei Chia. And therefore, even though he has two lands of Bei Chia, he only means to sell one, and he could choose which karka is included in the sale and which not. Now, let's say he said, the Amalei Arata, let's say he said the lands, he said Lashin Rabim, Arata means karkois, stoma. So miyat arata shtayim. If he has, let's say, more than two, he only has to give him two. If he says the lands of Bei Chia are sold to you, lands means two. So he only has to give them two. He doesn't have to give him all the lands that are called Bei Chia. The Amalei Kolarata, if he says all the lands, Kolarata Dislay, then that would include all the lands that he has, Labrava Busni Padisi. Then the Gemara goes into that Arata doesn't include gardens and orchards. If he says Zira, that would include gardens and orchards. It wouldn't include houses and avadim. If he says nichse, that would include houses and avadim. But it wouldn't seem to include metaltum. We'll go into that soon. But the Gemara says this chiddush, that if he says arata de bechia, the lands of bechia, and he has, let's say, five lands, he only has to give him two, because miyat arata shtayim, he said a plural thing. It's not clear how much he meant. So yad bal ashtal techtayna, the one who's coming to be meitzi from him, Hayais the Lashin is plural, it means more than one, but doesn't say how much more than one. Miyat arat ishtayim, the miyat plural is two, he's yaitzi with two. It's on the one who's being maitzi from him to say that it was more than two. So the Rishaynim ask Akasha, Taisis asks Akasha and all the Rishaynim also, there's a Gemara at the end of the 8th parak of Metziah Daf Kuf Gimel that says that someone who borrows a hoe, if he borrows a hoe to hoe a certain field, he says a specific field, so he only can use the hoe for that specific field. He can't use it for anything else. If he says, I'm borrowing a hoe for a field, paradisa, a field, a paradis, an orchard, so then he could use it for any one field that he has, but only one field. If he says paradisi, lashin rabin, orchards, then he can use it for all his orchards. So he's showing him as a steer. Here it says, when you say, arata de bechia, lands, you only mean two. Miyat arata shtayim. You don't have to give him all the lands of Bechi unless you specified kolarata. Now, saying in there, when you said paradisi, orchards, you don't say it means only two orchards. You say you can do all the orchards. So what's the chilek? So Taisus answers, another Rishayna Musa mentioned this possible teretz, that when you're lending something, so there, it's more the assumption that it's for anything he might need. There's normally no limitations in lending. So if he said specifically Lashon Yachid, then it only means one paradis. So once he said Lashon Rabim, and you're lending it, it means mistama for the entire thing. That's the stam das. Now, Shagan, when you're selling something or giving something, just because you're giving two, it doesn't mean you're giving everything. There has to be a very specific indication that you mean more than two, and therefore it's only two. Lending the pshat is normally you lend it for everything he needs. Selling it, normally only sell whatever is indicated, nothing more. That's one teretz. The Rashba says another teretz, he's mechalik between if you say karkais, lands, where they mean two, but if you say paradisai, that's his garis nakamara, my lands, my orchards, that means all my orchards. And he's bothered, so why don't you say arata de bechia, the lands of bechia, should mean all the lands of bechia. So he said it's different, because you first said karkais, lands, and then you describe them by saying the bechia, but the karkois means two. Now, Shane Kane, if in the original words you mentioned my lands, the bechia's lands, then you mean all my lands, all the bechia lands. Some are gayish that in the Gemara above Metziah itself, that if you say paradisi, you mean two. If you say paradisoi, you mean all the paradisa, meaning if you say orchards, you mean two. If you say my orchards, you mean all my orchards. Yeah, negei l'alacha is this chalik. But the Rishonim discuss and have a machlekes, a lamdash machlekes, with the third teretz Rishonim say. This is the teretz that Tais and the Rosh Hashanah Metziah say, and the Rabban and Ben Yehuda say it here, but Taisus here rejects this teretz. And the teretz says, let's assume it's the same shaila. You said a plural lashon, and there's no indication how much. So what do you do? You go basin a muzik. Yad balashtar al techtaina. When you're selling, so who's the muzik? The marakam is the muzik. He's selling it, and he said lands, and lands, the mir it means is two, but there's no indication it's more than two. He doesn't have to give more than two. Mashaykin, when someone's borrowing something, so the shayl is the muzik. He's the muzik, because he borrowed it. He borrowed it at least for two. But he becomes the muzik. And there, the unclear lashon, the ambiguous lashon of paradisi, of orchards, he's the muzik. You have to bring a raya, you mean less than all his orchards in order to be mitzi from him and say that he can only do two. So this teretz is not making the chilah between the das somebody has by mechira and by shela, like the first teretz, that by mechira he means the minimum and by shela the assumption is he means all what the guy needs. It's not making a chilah in the lashon if he said lands or my lands, like the second teretz. The etzim, das, and lashon is the same, but what do you do with an ambiguous lashon? You go bus in a muzik. By mechira, the muzik is the marakama. He's the muzik. He has all his lands. You want to be mitzvah from him, his lands. He says, I'm giving you two. That's the minimum amount that's included in what I said. You think it's more than that, you have to bring a raya. Mashenke by a shayl, he already has it. He's already muzik on the hoe. He borrowed it. It's like his hoe. You want to say that, no, it's only yours for two. Okay, you have to bring a raya. Since the lashon also fits in with all of my things, and I'm the muzik, I katayna means everything until you bring a raya. Now, Taisus says it's not true. Taisus says the shayl is not the muzik. And Taisus' nusach is, hayal v'sayfa la'azal b'leh have a mashal muzik. Since it's going to go back to the bailim, that means that the mashal is the muzik. So it is the Yisaitis to Kamachlaikis. If a suffix comes up, someone borrows something. Someone borrows a chayfetz or rents something or rents a car. And then there's a suffix that comes up in the car rental about the Pratei Advarim. Does he have the car for a week or does he have the car for a month? Is he allowed to use the car for this or only for that? So here's the Machlaikis Yishenim. Taisus here names on that the owner is the muzik. You don't say the rent is the muzik because it's not his car. He's going to have to give back the car. Say for lachzer, the owner is the muzik. So any suffix that comes up, he's considered the muzik. The renter is the meitzi mechavei olav haraya. The borrower is the meitzi mechavei olav haraya. Now, Shengen Taisus and Bar Metzia, and the Rosh and Bar Metzia, the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yoina here, they name on faket. The rent is the muzik. He's holding it. He has it. The question is, on his rental, and he's the muzik in the rental. He now owns the car for this amount of time. Or the borrower, he now owns the chayfetz for this amount of time. So any question about any limitation in the borrowing or the renting, faket, he's the muzik, he wins. So gibshudai, you can emma the machlaikis is, if the owner is the muzik, or the seicher or the shayl is the muzik. The chayzin Yeshua, the marshal says, he wants to bring a raya to Taisus. Says the halacha is that even though when someone steals something, we say shneim en yachel makdishay. Zelafi sheina shaloi v'zelafi sheina rishusay. So the owner can't be makdishit because it's not in his rishus. The ganav can't be makdishit because it's not, doesn't belong to him. But if someone rents something or lends something, he could be makdishit because it's considered b'shusay. When it's a pekun, it's considered b'shusay. Even though he rented it to someone, now that person has a kinyan in it, schiris l'mem k'liyaymeh, but still he could be makdishit. So he says, that will l'chayr indicate, he's the muzik. If it's shaloyim v'shusay, he can even be makdishit. L'chayr, it's mamish lik by him. It's mamish like it's considered it's by him. He could be makdishit. The other guy can't be makdishit. It's not his. The seich and the shal can't be makdishit. And what's pshat in the other rishaynim? And what's some of the other rishaynim hold? Enoch in ami, the etzim chayfetz is considered by the bailim. But the discussion here is a schus sheila, the schus schiris, the schus ishtamshus that the seicher, the sheil has in the chayfetz. And on that, he's the muzik. he right now has the chayfetz for its shnamshes, for its sheila, for its schiris. So he blames the muchzik on the chayfetz. That's a shayla. Could you have a muchzik? Does a muchzik have to be in the entire chayfetz, on the ownership of the chayfetz, or could you could be considered a muchzik in a gewissa kenyan in the chayfetz, in a gewissa schus in the chayfetz? You're the muchzik in the schus of shnamshes of the chayfetz. And excites. And Simon and Beis of Chatan Beis, he brings down interesting shaila. There's a machlokes Mishnah Melech and Ranach. Somebody owed money, and there was a shaila had to understand the shtar. Was the shtar saying he has to pay in 3 months, or does the shtar saying he has to pay in 3 years? It's a suffix. An ambiguous shtar. You can read it both ways. You can read the shtar he has to pay in 3 months. You can read the shtar he has to pay back in 3 years. So the shaila is, who's the mochzik? The Ranach says that the Malv is considered the Mochzik, because since the Leivad isn't going to keep the money, he's going to give it back, that means the Malv is the Mochzik. So he has to pay in 3 months. You want to say that the Shtar means 3 years, you have to bring a Raya. The Mishnah Lamelech says, as a Raya from Taizen Rosh and Metziah by Predisi, that the Shayel is considered the Mochzik. That the question is, does he mean two Predesim, or all the Predesim? The Shayel is called the Mochzik. So here also the Leivad should be called the Mochzik. So Mishnah Melech argues in the Ranach. Now Zaktik says, no, but Taisus here above a Basra Dav Samach Aleph and Mabez, he says like the Ranach. Taisus here holds the Shail is not considered the Mochzik. This is the Re. The Re is the grace of Maltaisus. The other Taisus Vaisus are different Maltaisus, but the Re holds that he's not called the Mochzik. So Mela would be right to the Ranach. But the Ksai says he still doesn't agree with the Ranach. Because Zaktik says, by a Pikad, and he understands Taisus. By Pekadon, the Pshat is, it doesn't belong to you. The Ho doesn't belong to you. Whatever the case is, the car doesn't belong to you. It belongs to him. You're just a renter. You're just a borrower. So you're not a Mochzik. Now, Shengi by a Malve, he doesn't own anything of yours. Fakert. Milvaloi Tzonitna. You own everything. Now, the Shail is, you have a Chiv to pay money. Now, the Shail is that Chiv to pay money in 3 months or in 3 years? So, vad in regard to your chiv to pay money, avad you the mochzik. When we're dealing with a chayfitz, with a sheila, pikad, and a chayfitz. So then this two started, then Taisus holds that the chayfitz is safe and large, so you're not considered the mochzik. Now, Shaykh, when you're dealing with alva, a loan, and the question is, do you have to pay the loan right away? Or could you wait till later to pay the loan? The question is the terms of repayment of the loan. How long could you spend the money of the loan? So Avadah the Leivis the Mochzik. The Malva doesn't own anything of the Leivis. There's nothing of the Leivis that he owns that he could be called the Mochzik on. So the Kseis argues in the Nach. He says it only passed by a Pekadon, by a Schiris, by a Sheil, and not by Alva. A Mestama the Nach holds like this. The Mochzik only stells back who it belongs to. That's what a Mochzik does. If you want to say it's yours, then Mochzik will help you say it's yours. Mashenkin, if that's Chloe, you're going to have to pay him. The Shail is when? So Kaseida, you're the Maitzi. You want to keep his money for instead of for 3 months, for 3 years. That's called the Maitzi. It's the Zayna money. You're going to have to pay it back anyway. That's a Lashin of Taisus. Taisus doesn't say the Lashin that because the Chavis belongs to the owner, so the Shail is not a Mochzik. Taisus is Lashin because it's Sefer Lachzer. The Mochzikais isn't telling you that you could keep it. Anyway, you're going to end up by him. Maybe that story could apply to a loan also. That's what the Ranach holds. Now, Taisus brings a raya. There's a Gemara in Bav Metzia. Nafkuf Beizim and Beiz. L'chayr it's mamish the shayla. The Gemara in Bav Metzia says, they said a Lashin, I'm renting you a house for 12 dinarim a year, 1 dinar a month. 12 dinarim, that was the terms of the rental. 12 dinar a year, 1 dinar a month. And it ended up that year was a Ibiyar. It was a Shana Mubaris. So this year, 13 months. So this is Stira. 12 dinar a year would mean 12 dinar for the 13 months. 1 dinar a month would mean 13 dinar for the 13 months. So the chayr, it's the same shayla. A guy's living in the house, he's a renter. And the question is, we have a question on the terms, does he get this year for 12 dinarim, or does he get this year for 13 dinarim? And the shtar is unclear. And we go bust in the mukhzik when the shtar is unclear. Who's the mukhzik? So the gemara there is mavur, that the owner is a mozik. The Gemara says, karka b'chez malayim kaima. And Mimela, if he wants to live there for another month, he has to play another dinar. So why don't you say this? So if you hold the seich as a mozik, if you hold by the hoe, that when he borrows a hoe, and the question is, it's an unclear lashon if he means two predisim, or does he mean all the predisim? We say that the shayil is the muchzik, and the mele he could use it for all the predisim. So here also, when you're renting a house, and it's unclear if a 12 dinar he has 12 months or 13 months, or for the 13th month he has to pay an extra dinar, so I think you should say the seicher is the muchzik. Should be the same shayla. The Gemara there is mavur that no, the owner is the muchzik, and the seicher has to pay 13 dinarim, because karka b'chaz balea kaimi. So Taisus here it's mafurish in that Gemara that you don't say that a renter is a muchzik, that when the seicher belongs to the baal, the baal mishenim are called the muchzik. Now Taisus in Bava Metzia and Taisus Rosh there also asks his kasha, and then mechalotin karka metaltalin. Karka, you don't consider the one who lives there the muchzik. Karka, you can't hold it. It's not you. It's not in your rishus. It's not in your possession. You have a schus to live there, but you can't walk away with the karka. You can't put it in your pocket. The karka always remains where it is. So the karka is always considered b'shus the bail and b'shus the marikama. You're not considered a muchzik on the karka, even though you have it then, even though you're renting it. Metaltalim, there's such a thing as muchzik. Metaltalim, you could take it away. You could put it in your pocket. You could put it in your rishus. So licked by there. It's in your possession. The mail of my metaltalim there, even though it's safe and lachzer, Taisus and the Rosh hold you a muchzik. It's called a karka metaltalim. Come, everyone would agree that when someone's renting a land, when someone's renting an apartment, and there's a question in the lease, the owner would be called a muchzik. Now Taisus here rejects the skilt in karka metaltalim. He says, that Gemara says that even when you come b'seif chedesh, even let's say the guy was living there the entire 13 months, and then he comes and says, you owe me 13 dinar. Because Shmuel of the Awanti Mechalik, he says, if you come at the end of 12 months, and now the renter is considered the Maitzi. You come at the end of 12 months and you say, okay, you pay me 12 dinarim for the 12 months, you want to live for the 13th month, you have to bring a raya that the ikka was the 12 dinarim a year, not the dinar for a month. So then he wins. Mashenkin, you come in the middle, at the end of the month. So you're ready to live there. So he's ready to mukhzik. So now forget. Now you're being Maitzi the dinar from him. So you're being Maitzi the dinar from him. He could say, no, I don't have to pay you a dinar. I tied in the deal meant 12 dirhamim for the whole year, not one dinar a month. That's the ikur. That's what Shmuel said. But Rav Nachman said, no. Even if you come at the end of the month, karka b'chaz balea kaimi, the original owner is called the muchzik, you have to pay him the 13 dinar. So Taisus proves, so you see that it's not because a chazak on the karka is less. Because here he already lived there. It's already became a tamplin. You see that there's a new svara of since it will return to the owner, he's not called a muchzik. That's Taisus brings a raya, Kenegan, this Taisus in Bava Metzia, the Rosh Hamamtzia is Mechaltin Karka Metaltalim, because that chilek won't apply to Baba Seif Chaydish. But what's not so clear, I saw this, Mechdusha Mei Simcha is Meir this, and Rabbi Chanan Osun Kaivit Shurim discusses this a little bit. What does Taisus mean? What's his raya from Baba Seif Chaydish? Rimanav Shach. If you can make it two dinim, that even though he's not a muchzik on the house, but still when he comes to Seif Chedesh, he's a muchzik on the money. So the money, there's no svar of that it's Seif Elagz Lebailim. The money is not Seif Elagz Lebailim. This is the question. The question now isn't the house. The question is how much does he owe? He already lives in the house. Does he owe 12 dinim? Does he owe 13 dinim? So Avadi, he's the muchzik. So what does that do with Seif Elagz Lebailim? Stop me, I have a question. Why shouldn't the Lekech, when he's a muchzik on something which is not safe for lags of the Bailam? Elamai, like Taisus there explains, like Dushainim explained, that's the whole sugya. It's Tvisal Achashanel and Asafik. It's Tvisal Achashanel and Asafik. We're considering the Safik being Neiland in the beginning of the 13th month. That's when it's Chal the Chaloy Safik. And he lived there for a month. That's called a Tvisal Achashanel and Asafik. That's the din of Takfukayim Mitzim Miyadei. Once there's already a psak on the mammon, so tefisa doesn't help. So if you're going to say that, so vayti can make a chil karka metaltalin. Because the chayit is two issues. The issue is, when we want to decide on the etzim rental agreement, is it 12 dinarim because it was 12 dinarim a year, or is it 13 dinarim because it's one dinar a month? And there the halacha is the owner is called the mochzik. So there, the Taisa and the Rosh Hashanah Metziah say, that's different because it's karka. By karka, a renter can't become a mochzik on karka. By metaltum he could. Now you have another question. Why isn't the renter a mochzik on his money by Baba Seif Chaydish? And that's not karka. Even Taisa's going to have to say the reason is because it's a tvisal akashnel and a suffik. Once the psak on the karka was that it's that out's mochzik, we say that it's 13 dinar for the year. So now, even after you lived in it, there was already a psak for the 13 dinar of the year. So even Taisa Chayil after you mask him to that. So it's a bissel shver. What's Taisa's kash of Rabbi Seif Chaydish? The Eish Lefal Bul Bezeh, but there's not the sugya. And kamakim lahar. And now let's go to Levita. Let's see the sugya Levita. The Gemara had said that if you just say Ara Debechia and he had two lands, he means only one. If you say Arata, he means two lands, but not Bustani or Pradisi. That's not included in the word Ara. Zira would include Bustani and Pradisi, but it would not include Bati and Avdi, houses and Avadim. Nichsai includes Bati and Avdi. Nechasim, property, that includes all types of karka, including batim and even avadim. The Rishbam says it does not include metaltalim. That's a mishmoyis of the Gemara, just as batim and avdi. The Rishbam says it doesn't include metaltalim. For metaltalim, you'd need the word kol nechsei. Taisus and the Rishayim ask a kasha from the Gemara in Mishameis, Daf Kuf Nun Amid Beis, which says that kol nechsei leplaini, the glima is called nechsei, so you see metaltalim are called nechasim. So the various tirutzim in the Rishayim, one teretz is that when you say kol nechsei, it's different than nechsei, like the Rishbam says. That sugya is when you said kol nechsei, and our sugya is when you just said nechsei. But Taisus doesn't like that pshat, because the Gemara there is not mashmaway. The Gemara there says nechsei, not kol nechsei. So Taisus and Kam other Rishonim make a chilek between if you say nechsei or nechsei, meaning my nechasim, nechsei, or nechsei, which means just nechasim. Nechsei is the way you say nechasim, Lashon Rabbim and Lashon Arami. Similar to what we said before, between paradisa and paradisai, that if you say stam, nechsei, Lashon Rabbim, without saying my nechasim, just nechasim, that would not include metaltum. When you say my nechasim, that does include metaltum. Taisus also makes a chiluk between matana and mecher. We're going to have this svara several times coming up, that by mecha you say mecha bein ro mecha, by matani you say bein yafin naisin. So the word nechasim, when you're doing it by mecha, which is bein ro, would not include metaltum. Mashegim by matana, which is bein yafin, so the word nechasim would include metaltum. So we have three mahalchim. Either nechse does not include metaltum, a kol nechse includes metaltum, or nechse does not include metaltum, meaning nechse, meaning nechasim, lashin rabim, but nechsei, my nechasim, does include metaltalim. Can we shame them say that? Or nechsei by mechira does not include metaltalim, because bein ra mecher, but by matana does include metaltalim. The Rambam seems to hold of both things. The Rambam holds that when you say kol nechsei, then even by mechira it's included. And so the Rambam says by mechira that nechsei includes bati and avdi, and kol nechsei includes metaltalim. But by Matana, he doesn't say kol nechsei, he just says nechsei. So you see that he also holds it a chilek of bein yafenaisen, because he holds the Gemara and Mishameis doesn't mean kol nechsei. Our Gemara says nechsei and it's just bati and avdi. But shenken kol nechsei would mean even metaltalim. And that Gemara says nechsei and it means even metaltalim because it's bein yafenaisen. But Yarev bein yain is mahalach, that bein misen nechsei does include metaltalim. He says, God, that maybe you could say Gemara's life dafka bati and avdi, who would the metaltalim? But then he says another svara, which the Rush brings down in the Tur and the Ramah, that here we're talking about, he said, nechse debechia. So when you say nechse debechia, when you give a name to the nechasim based on who originally owned it, that would only apply to bati and avdi. Metaltalim wouldn't be called nechse debechia. It wouldn't still have that name of nechse debechia. If you say nechse stam, if you say nechasim, you mean metaltalim. When you say nechse debechia, then you don't mean metaltalim. The Ramah brings down the Rabbeinu Yoina la'alacha. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara now discusses a big arichus when you have different mitzvahs, when you make boundaries of the field, what do you mean? How does the halacha teach up the making the boundaries in all sorts of different cases where you didn't make exact boundaries of all the things? How do you teach up what the boundaries mean? The Gemara starts off, Matzlei Meitzer Echad Aruch or Meitzer Echad Katzer. Let's say you have a boundary of one side is long and the boundary across from that side is short. So which is the correct boundary, the long one or the short one? So Amar Rav Lekanel Keneged HaKatzer. The correct boundary is a short one, and the long one is just a Mitzarim Hircha. If you just made that longer, really, you only mean the Keneged HaKatzer. Amalei Efkanel Ravasi, Ravasi Lerav, Yikne Keneged Reish Tar. Why don't you make a diagonal? Why don't you make a diagonal between the short one and the long one, and say both of them in Dafka, and it's the boundary goes diagonally between the long one and the short one. So the Gemara says, Shasuk Rav. Rav was quiet. He didn't answer them. We'll see. Umayde Rav, heichad eikam meitzer Reuven v'shim michad gisa. Umayde Lev yudim michad gisa. And havel amiktav lei Reuven keneged Lev v'shim keneged yudav lei kasav lei. Shema minah keneged reish taru da amalei. Now there's when the long one was one big field, and the short one, he said, one of two fields. So then Rav said that he only, by the long one, he only didn't specify that the long one stops, like he should have said, Meitzer Shimon, Keneged Levi, rather than just Meitzer Shimon. Tarshish is Makatzer, but he really means only Keneged Levi. But if the long one, he had to say two different fields, Reuven and Shimon. And that's what he did. And the short one, he Dafka said Levi, so then Zichay means the long one Dafka, and the short one Dafka, and you'd make a diagonal. Because if he meant just the short one, he would never have said the second field to make the long one longer. That's the Gemara. So the Rishonim have a discussion. The Ritva read today is very clear. The Ritva says a discussion like this. He says, but my eskina, we're only mentioning two of the boundaries, two boundaries that are connected to each other. Let's say the eastern boundary and the western boundary. What about the north and the south? And it's based on this. The Gemara Amid Beis has a machlekes, Rav, with Ravasi. What if you say three boundaries? You have the north and the east, the north and the west. Those are the boundaries you make, and you didn't mention the south at all. So Rav says you kind of everything connected the boundaries, just not the Etzem Eitzer Revi. We'll speak about this. And Ravasi says that you just kind of tell him Echad al Panei the Gimel Mitzarim. You didn't make a fourth boundary. That means that you only kind of one row connected the three boundaries that you mentioned. But you're not kind of the in-between of the three boundaries. So based on that, the question here is like this. The question is, Mimanavshach. In this case, where the east and west, you did an Aruch Keneged Katzi, did the east long and the west short. What about the north and the south? So if all you did was the north, you didn't do the south at all. So how could Rav Asi, who asked the question together of Kana, how could Rav Asi ask a kasha Rav Yikne Keneged Reish Tar? Even if you made the east and the western boundary equal, according to Rav Asi, you're not kind of Keneged Reish Tar, you're only kind of a Telem Echad al Pnei the Gimel Meitzarim. So if in this case you don't have a southern boundary, you just have an east, north, west, so all you'll be kind of is a Telem Echad Keneged the east and north and western boundaries. And that's even if the western boundary goes all the way up to the end of the western boundary. Koshkin, if the western boundary is shorter, you'd only be kind of Talam Echad. You wouldn't be kind of Keneged Reish Tar. So if you don't have a fourth side, how could Rav Asi ask a question, you should be kind of diagonal between the first and the third side? You're not kind of everything in between the three sides. You're only kind of Talam Echad. Elam, are you going to say you have a fourth side? You have a northern and a southern boundary, and the east goes all the way between the north and the south, and the west stops short. So Fregen the Rishonim, so what's the Svar for Rav then? If all you would have is the northeast and west, I mean the northeast and south, Menach, if that's all you would have, you wouldn't have the Meitzer Katzer at all. You would just have the two Mitzarim on the side and the Meitzer Aruch. Rav says you're kind of everything in between. And now that you made a fourth boundary that's Katzer, so Rav would say, only kind of connected the Katzer. Yisachayah should be kind of even more than Reish Tar. You should be kind of an entire thing between the boundaries of the north, east, and south, regardless of the west. Even if you wouldn't have any west, that would be the din. So Yimanashach, the sugi yishver, how are you going to understand the Gemara by Meitza Aruch Keneged Katzer? That there's a machlokes if you kind of keneged the Katzer, that's what Rav said. And Rav Kana Rav Asi says that you kind of keneged Reish Tar, a diagonal between the Aruch and the Katzer, Manavshach. If all you have is one other boundary, you have Sachakol, only three boundaries, so what's Chan Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana himself holds you only kind of Talamecha Keneged Kula. How could in this case you be kind of Keneged Reish Tar? And if you have four boundaries, you have the other two boundaries complete, and you have an Aruch Keneged Katzer. So what's Pshat and Rav? Rav holds with three boundaries already, you kind of everything. Why, when you make a fourth boundary Katzer, would all of a sudden you only be kind of Keneged the Katzer? This is the problem the Rishonim are bothered with. So Rav Rishonim, the Rishbam, Taisus, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, Rav Rishonim. Now, on the Ravada, you did four boundaries. But Einachinami, if you were to have only three boundaries, you'd be kind of everything. Now that you made a fourth boundary and you made it katzer, that indicates that you're not kind of everything. And you're only kind of connected the katzer, like Rav originally said, or connected Reish Tar, like perhaps the Maskana of Rav is. Or in the case where you have Reuven and Shimon, Levi and Yehuda, where even Rav is connected Reish Tar. But the pshat is by making the fourth boundary and making it shorter, that indicates you do not want the entire thing. If all you made was three boundaries, so that means you want everything within the three boundaries. But when you make three boundaries and a fourth one that's shorter, then you only want either Keneged HaKatzer or Keneged Reish Tar. That's what Rav Rishonim learned. And why did you make a fourth boundary? If you're doing a Keneged HaKatzer, the fourth boundary is not an accurate boundary. That's what Taisus brings the kasha for Beni Yitzchak. And Taisus says, Mitzarim Mirchavlai, Enechanami, the fourth boundary is just a wider boundary, it's not the real boundary. So, kumdes la'alocha, lefidis rishainim, there's no chilek if you made la'alocha, there's no chilek if you made four boundaries or three boundaries. Like Rav Kahana, there's a chilek. According to Rav Kahana, if you made three boundaries, it only be a telem echad keneged kula. If you made four boundaries, you'd be kind of keneged reish tar. But we don't paskin like Rav Kahana on Amud Beis, we paskin like Rav. So if you make three boundaries, you kind of everything within the three boundaries. And if you make one Aruch and one Katzer, there's no difference if you made three boundaries or four boundaries. Even if you made four boundaries, you're only kind of either Keneged HaKatzer or Keneged Reish Tar, Lamarka Dislay, Lamarka Dislay. And even if you only made three boundaries, you're still Al Kopanim kind of Keneged HaKatzer or Keneged Reish Tar. Lefi, what we paskin like Rav, that by three boundaries that are equal, you kind of everything. So by three boundaries, one Aruch, one Katzer, you'll be kind of Keneged the Katzer, or Keneged Reish Tar. Or in the case of Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda, you'd be kind of Keneged Reish Tar. That's the Das of Rav Rishonim. The Adar Amah holds no. The Adar Amah holds that any time you made the fourth boundary, then Lachi, you'd be kind of the whole thing. He doesn't hold the Svara that making the boundary that's Katzer is Migra Gara. If even three boundaries are kind of the whole thing, so when you have three and one katzer, you're also kind of the whole thing. And the Gemara is talking about when there are three boundaries all together, and one of those three are katzer. And what do you do with the kashas? How could Rav Kahana ask a Rav Yitna Keneged Reish Tar? Rav Kahana holds you not kind of not Keneged a katzer, not Keneged Reish Tar. Rav Kahana holds you only kind of Talamechad Alpnei Kula. So the Adar Amah says, L'dvarim Shel Rav. He's asking L'dvarim Shel Rav, L'shitase. Rav, you hold Yikaina with everything within the boundaries when they're three. So in this case, it shouldn't only be Kaina Keneged HaKatzer. You should extend the Kinyan to the Keneged Reish Tar. But I hold the only Kaina Telem Echad. Avada, you're not Kaina, not Keneged HaKatzer, not Keneged Reish Tar. You're only Kaina Telem Echad Samach to the Meitzar. And we'll comment on Afkamina La'alach Lefil the Adar Amah. If you make four boundaries, even if one of them is Katzer, you would be Kaina everything inside. But we don't pass it like the Amah. Rav Yishenim hold that way. The Rosh says a third pshat in the Gemara. Like we said, we have two pshatim in the Gemara. Either the Gemara means all four boundaries. And what's pshat? You only kind of connected the katzer if you have all four, if even when three you kind of the whole thing. Because when you have the fourth one that's katzer, it makes it worse that we have one pshat. And we have the pshat that the Gemara means dafka three boundaries. And we're going l'shitas rav that by three boundaries you kind of the whole thing. So mele, when one of them's katzer, that's a shail if you kind of connected a katzer or connected reish tar. If you go diagonal between the Katzer and the Aruch, or you just go straight connected the Katzer. But a fourth boundary, you would be kind of the whole thing. Now, the Rosh has a new pshat in the Gemara that all you have is two boundaries. And the Rosh has a chiddush that the whole din of Rav Kana and Rav Asi that he said before, that you only kind of telemechet connected the boundaries, is not when you make three boundaries. So you can have that telemechet being contiguous, you can have a telemechet being that you're kind of opposite the boundaries on all three sides, so you have one contiguous telemechet. Mashengen, if all you made was two boundaries, you just made the east and the west, you didn't make any boundary, not the north and not the south, tying it to Rosh, then the kuli alma, you kind of everything between the east and the west. Because he's not being knocked them two fields. It's one field with these two boundaries. So once you only said two boundaries and you didn't mention the third and the fourth boundary b'chlal, al karchach you mean all the field that goes from this boundary to the other boundary. And the other two boundaries will be based on the ends of these two boundaries. In other words, you said the eastern and western boundary, wherever the eastern boundary ends, on the north side and the western boundary ends, so that's the northern boundary of Hechrich. Wherever the eastern and western boundary ends on the south side, that's the southern boundary. You didn't mention the northern and southern boundary. And that's true even according to Rav Kahana. Damel, that's the Gemara Shaila. When you have one Arach and one Katzer, do you just go Keneged the Katzer, or do you go Keneged Reish Tari, do you do the diagonal? So that's the third Pshat in the Gemara. Does the Gemara mean that you said four boundaries, and two of them are full, and two of them are Arach and Keneged Katzer? Do all you have is three boundaries, an Arach and a Katzer, and the boundary connecting them, but you don't have anything on the fourth side? And the Rosh is saying in Pshat that all you have is two boundaries, just the Arach and the Katzer. You didn't mention the third and fourth side at all. So there, if the boundaries would be the same size, you'd be kind of everything in between those boundaries. But now that one's Arach, one's Katzer, you have the Shaila, you kind of connected the Katzer or connected the Reish Tar. Now it's a Shaila, who we pass can like? Do we pass in connected a Katzer, do we pass in connected the Reish Tar? Taisus, the Rishbam already learns that Shasak Rav means he was made it to that. Shasak Rav means he was made that, and Rav also holds you kind of connected Reish Tar Lamaskana. And the problem with that is that Yerushalayim are bothered with what's the Gemara saying, who made the Rav? What do you mean, who made the Rav? Rav is in the end made the Gansan to Rav Kana Rav Asi. What's who made the Rav? That when you have Reuven and Shimon Bahai Gisa and Levi Yudah Bahai Gisa, then you kind of connected Reish Tar. Rav's always made that you kind of connected Reish Tar. So the Rishbam says it means before he was made it. Before he was made entirely to Rav Kana Rav Asi, even in his Havamina, he only held that you kind of connected the Katzer by the case where you have Reuven Bahai Gisa, Shimon Bahai Gisa. But if you have Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda in that case, then Rav originally held that you were kind of connected to Reish Tar B'chai Gavna. Yishayim Abadid, Maynaf Kimina, what Rav originally held, if the end he was Chayzer. So Tzvah says it's not a problem. You want to explain what he originally held. Rabbi Yehuda says it's to teach you that Rav Kana Rav Asi's Kash of Reish Tar is even in a case where you have the entire Shimon Mahai Gisa. Because in the case where you have Shimon and Reuven Mahai Gisa, so then even Rav would have been Maida before. And even in the case where Rav held Keneged HaKatsa, meaning all you had was Shimon Mahai Gisa, even in that case Rav Kana Rav Asi argued and said Keneged Reish Tar, and Rav was Maida. But that's what a lot of Rishayim hold, that we paskin Keneged Reish Tar because Rav was Maida. Shasik Rav means he's Maida. But the Rif, Lamaisa, brings down the din of Maida Rav Lamaskana. So the Rif is Mashma that he holds that we paskin like Rav, and we go Keneged HaKatzer. And the Rambam also is beforeish that way. The Rambam passes Keneged HaKatzer, unless there's two different fields, and he mentioned both to make the Aruch, so then you go Keneged Reish Tar. But if it's one big field, then you go Keneged HaKatzer. So the Rambam also passes like Rav. I, Rav, was Shasik to Rav Kana Rav Asi. So the Yishayim HaMayrich about it. Sometimes you find in the Gemara that Shasik means not that he was Maida, but he didn't care to answer. It was like Chashlei. Sometimes you find that. But the Gemara, the Yishayim HaBad, the Yishayim HaMayrich, you don't find that with Rav and Rav Kana Rav Asi. Since they were Talmud Chavir of Rav, he should have answered them. If he had an answer, like Chashlei, he wouldn't have done. But the Yishayim say another thing there in Ban, that maybe he didn't have an answer, he didn't know a good answer for them, but still, not the pshat that he was Maida and now he holds like them. He had a Kabbalah, he had a Svara, he had a Gemara not like them. Now they asked the Kasha, and he wasn't able to answer them because he didn't know why it was that way. But that's what he was Makabal from his Rebbeim. And he never was Chayzer from the Kabbalah. So the Maisa, we passed him like Rav, that was Rav's Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, I, Rav, didn't have an answer to the kasha. Good, but we still pass in that way. And that's the psak of the Rif and the Rambam. So it's a machlekes abayiskim. If the pshat is Rav was chayzer, since he was shasik, so we pass in keneged reish tor in all cases. Or if the pshat is that Rav was not chayzer, even though he was shasak, and we pass in like Rav. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara Amud Beis, and that Gemara of Matzlo Meitzer Rishon, Umeitzer Sheni, Umeitzer Shlish, Umeitzer Viloi Matzer, that he only said three mitzvahim and not the fourth one. So in the end, the Gemara is a three of machlekes. Rav says he kind of everything except for the actual Meitzer Revi. Shmuel says he even kind of the Meitzer Revi. And Ravasi, like we said, he only kind of telemechad up ne gimel mitzvahim. So the Gemara fears, I say, Amar Rav, Hilchasa kana kol chutz mi Meitzer Revi, like Rav. He kind of everything except for the Meitzer Revi, but the Gemara is two lashonis. The first lashon says that when it's mivla, when the Meitzer Revi is mivla, it's swallowed, it's included in the boundaries of the field, then you kind of, and even when it's loy mivla, if it doesn't have tisha kabin, and it doesn't have a rich v'dedikla, it doesn't have a chashivas of either tisha kabin or rich v'dedikla, then in all cases you kind of. So it's, if it's muvli, you kind of, and if it's not muvla, so then it depends, even when it's not muvla, if it's not tisha kabin, and also doesn't have a rich v'dedikla, doesn't have chashivas, also you kind of. That's the first lashon. The second lashon holds when it's not muvla, you're not kind of no matter what. And when it's muvla, so then if it has tisha kabin rich v'dikla, also you're not kaina. You're only kaina when you have both tanti l'tivusa, when it's both muvla and it doesn't have tisha kabin or rich v'dikla. Then the Gemara fears us like this: shemina mitavaya lishni d'rava. We see from both the shyness of Rava that when in the Sunday you kaina the whole thing, and about the meitzer itself, when it's muvla and there's no rich v'dikla and tisha kabin, then you're kind of for sure. If it's not mivla and it has Ruch v'dedikla or tisha kabin, then you're not kind of for sure. But let's say it has one of the two. It's mivla, but it has tisha kabin or Ruch v'dedikla. Or it's not mivla, but it doesn't have tisha kabin or Ruch v'dedikla. So that would be an afkamina between the two l'shaynis. So Gemara, it mila l'haygisa mila l'haygisa, shuda d'daini. The halach is shuda d'daini. The dayanim should decide what they want to do. So here the Rishonim discuss what is the din b'derech klal when you have a sveik of the dina, when you have two l'shaynis in the Gemara, when you have a machlokes in the Gemara, when you have a suffik in the Gemara, what's the psak? Because here the Gemara says it's a suffik, there's two l'shaynis, and there's two ways to learn it, and the Gemara fears the psak is shuda d'daini. Zagdir Shbam, that's only a psak here. By all other sveikis in the Gemara, Zagdir Shbam, the din is a meitzim mechaver ol haraya. You don't say shuda d'daini, you say amechim chaveh olivaraya. And that's a reif paiskim paskin. Reif paiskim paskin, that when you have a suffix in the Gemara, the din is amechim olivaraya. There is a shita of haigain, which is brought in Taisus and Gittin, daf yidalanim and beis, it's also brought in the Adra Mahia, oischav beis, that says that by all sveik of the din is yachloiku. But the Rishonim argue in a haigain. They say that you don't say that, you say amechim olivaraya. It's not so clear why Rav Haigayim passes Zechleiku. The Kuntzis says Sveikis, and Klal Aleph Eis Aleph, he says because they passkin like Sumchis. Sumchis holds Mamun Amutta Basafa Chalkin. So Rav Haigayim holds like Sumchis. That Mamun Amutta Basafa Chalkin. So any Sveik of the Din is a Mamun Amutta Basafa and it's Chalkin. But like Taisus points out here, and Kama other Rishainim, we don't passkin like Sumchis. There are Rishainim that do passkin like Sumchis. But Taisus says, and Rav Yishayim hold, we don't paskin like Sumchis, and Mele we hold a Meitzchel Varaya. There's a shtickel ara on the Rishbam. The Rishbam, early on Daf Lamed Hey, and also right late on Daf Samach Gimel, he does paskin like Sumchis. And still the Rishbam says, Eifinart, that the din by Safik, when there's no achron in the Gemara, the din is a Meitzchel Varaya. Why does the Rishbam hold the way? The Rishbam paskins like Sumchis. So the Kunj Yisegis, he brings from the Smag, and there are two reasons why he doesn't pass in like a Haigayin. First of all, he says we don't pass in like Sumchis. And secondly, he says Sumchis only said it by a Safik in Metzias, not in a Safik in Din. And he brings the Taizim Mechayis Efim Chesim and Aleph also says that Sumchis did not say his Din of Mamun Amutta B'Safik when they're arguing in Din. When the Safik is in Halacha, he didn't say it, only a Safik in Metzias. So now it could be Pshat and Rishbam. Rishbam passes like Sumchis, but not by a Sveik of the Dina. And you could say another pshat in the Rishbam, because Taisus and Bava Metzia Daf Kuf, he brings down from Rabbeinu Shmuel, which is the Rishbam, that Sumchus is only when there's no Muchzik, and the Chacham say, because you go Basamari Kama. There is no muchzik. The shah is if you go by Samari Kama. Chacham say, I'm best going to go by Samari Kama. And Sumcha says, Chalkin, you don't go by Samari Kama. When you have a muchzik as well, the Rishbam holds that Sumcha is masking that you don't say Chalkin. Taisus argues, he says, the Kama Gemara is not that way. But could be the Rishbam, Lashitasi, that would be another teretz. But you don't have to come on to that, because there is a Shitas Rishainim, Taisim Mechayris Memches, and the Smag, that the Kunsha Sveikis brings down, that Sumchas doesn't say is Zim Sveika the Dina. So the Rishbam could hold that way. What's the Svarati Mechalatin Sveika the Dina and Safik of the Metzias? I saw in the Stipla, in Bavakama Simon Ches, he says a Svarim, that a Safik Metzias, you could paskin. You're a Dain, you could paskin. You have a Safik, so your Psak is Yechloiku. Now, Shagin is Sveika the Dina, you can't paskin. Because the Dain is the one that doesn't know. The Aloch is not Kor. The Dain doesn't know the Din. So mainly you can't pask and it's a suffix in Echleiku. You don't know the din. So mainly the Asumchus doesn't say Echleiku. Then we see the first Yerushbam later in Kufsamak Vavim Beis. The Vimaskal Teiku, where they again, the Gemara blinds the suffix and the Yerushbam paskin some Eitzkel Varei, and he says, V'leidomi l'mamana mutla besuffix, the Kaimalon Chalkin, the Hasam Ikra Maisen Yidulanu Hechayu. There we don't know the story, so we say Chalkin. Hilchach Paiskel and Bezin Sedin Shechloiku of Kol Makaim Shelsa Locha Beteku, Hail Vaina Dayanim Yedim Livsik said Din, Hayushaiskim, and Machlik Yasuk and Mashabiyadai. Mamish Mufurish and Rishbam, the Din and the Svara. And in a Sveiki the Dini, you can't say Cholku because the Dayanim can't paskin. When the Mice is a Suffolk, they could paskin, it's a Suffolk, and paskin Cholkin. When the Din is a Suffolk, they can't paskin. And the Kunja Sags Medaik from our Taisus, he doesn't hold that way because our Taisus says he can't say. That by Sveiki the Dina is Echloiku, because you don't paskin like Sumchas. That's why Sveiki the Dina is a Meshul Harai. L'chayef from our Taisus Mavur, that if we would hold like Sumchas, even by Sveiki the Dina, then would be Echloiku, not like Taisus and Mechayris. And that's the Chayyid Sheet of Rav Haigayin that holds up all Sveiki the Dina is Echloiku, because he holds like Sumchas, and he holds that Sumchas said his din even by Sveiki the Dina. So it's a Mechloikus Yishenim if Sumchas said his din by Sveiki the Dina, but La'alacha, we don't paskin like Sumchas anyway, according to Rav Yishenim. Now Taisus in the Rush. Now, other Rishonim being that Kama Gemaras that say by different cases Sveiki the Dina Din is Cholkim. So they're bothered. What's the pshat? Are we paskin Meskel Varaya? What's the pshat that there are Gemaras that say by different cases Sveiki the Dina Cholkim? So Taisa says, B'chol Eilu Yenir L'chachom Mashiach Leiku. Here was Nir L'chachom Mashiach Leiku, but Hekel and Mepharish B'gomara Mi Dislame Meskel Varaya. Here it was Nir L'chachom Mashiach Leiku. What's the pshat? The Rosh is a little bit more clear. L'chom Mashiach Leiku. L'chom The Stipler says there, Bavakam is Simeches, it's a Pshara. Chazal Mesakin a Pshara b'chai Gavna. The din is Meskel V'rai, but Chazal have a Koyach to make a Pshara. And why do Chazal make Psharas in certain cases, not others? Taisa says, they decided, here it's right, here it makes sense, Alpi Halacha. Maybe the Tzadim are much more defined here. Chazal didn't want to just let someone lose out in Gansim because the other Tzad is a Shtarik Tzad. Whatever the Svara Satayri is, that in these cases Chazal saw the necessity of making a pshara and saying Echloiku. But wherever it doesn't say Echloiku, there, the din is Mershel V'raya. Now here the Gemara Paskin Shudah the Daini. And here also the Rishonim say it's Dafka Din in this case. Shaz, why should this case be different than say Shudah the Daini? So the Rosh says like this. The Rosh says, Hachi Kimle Lebal Gemara, Dolenem Mishtei L'Shenis Lachlik Zel Zeh. The tool of shyness of Rav is not a machlekes. It's not a machlekes. So what's the pshat in the tool of shyness? In order to make a shudah the daini, because sometimes when it's not muvla or doesn't have and it doesn't have a test common, I'm sorry, and it has a test common rich for the dikla, then for sure he doesn't want to include it. When it's muvla and it doesn't have test common rich for the dikla, then for sure he does not want to include it. But when it has one of them, either it's muvla with a test kam and rich of the dikla, or it's not muvla without a test kam rich of the dikla, then sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't. And Chazal wanted the dayanim to figure out, in this case, does he or doesn't he? Lefi what the minig is, lefi what the das of the meicher is, lefi how much money he gave, they should use their own judgment to know if he did mean or didn't. That's why the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah says that this shud of the dayan is different. There's a big machlokes Rashi and Taisus all over by Shudah the Daini. It's earlier on Daf Lamed Hey and Cheskes Abatim Mitzoso and Gittin Daf Yedalad. It's in Kedushin Daf Ayin Dalad. that Rashi learns by all Shudah the Daini that the Anim should use their judgment and try to figure out themselves what it is. And Taisus holds no. Taisus holds Shudah the Daini is the Pshat. It's an arbitrary ruling that since we don't know, so the Anim have Rishus to give it to whoever they want. As a Hefker bez and Hefker, that when we don't know and we have to make a Psak, so the Anim should just give it away to whoever they want. Taisus bothered, so what if they give it away to the highest bidder? Taisus says, no, you can't do that because the Neitel Mam and Ladan Dinav Betalim. But Akabanim, you give it to your friend, you give it to you flip a coin. It has nothing to do with who you decide who's most likely to really own it. But the Rosh Humanian says in this case, even if Benitam, even Taisus that holds a shooter the dine is arbitrary, in this case it's not arbitrary. Because normally it's talked about a psak suffix when you don't have a muchzik, and some old shooter dine is the best psak. There it could be arbitrary. But here you really do have a muchzik. And he's saying is, the way they're learning, it's not a suffix. They're tulishainis. And it's meant to mean that we don't, that the Chazal is saying they don't have a klarkeit in these two cases. That's why they left it arbitrary. And they want the dayan to taka figure out each case by case basis, what he taka meant. That's how the Rosh learns up this through the dayaning over here. So when I mentioned the Rishainim, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rajba, they say that this whole Gemara that says, Shamina Mitavayo Lishni Derava, they all this, it was put in, it's really not from the Gemara, it's really from Rav Yudah Yigayin. A lot of times above Bava Metzia also, different things that we have in our Gemara, the Rishainim, the Ramban, the Ritva, they say it comes from Rav Yudah Yigayin. They also say this comes from Rav Yudah Yigayin, but still, if it comes from Rav Yudah Yigayin, and he made this Psak of Shuddha, Mistami had a Kabbalah from the Rabbanim Severoi, that that's the Psak of Shuddha. And there was a Makabalist Psak. So that's what the Rishayim are saying, that Sveka the Dina Becholius has a din of Meshkel Veraya. There are times, there are many different Gemaras where the Gemara says Yachleiku, and all those times Rishayim are learning, it's a Takanas Chacham in that case to make a Pshar of Chalukah, Chazal saw a need to make a Pshar in these cases of Chalukah. And our Gemara that says Shuda the Daini, the Rosh Lins is not even a Sveka the Dina. Chazal wanted that the Dianim should decide on a case-by-case basis did they feel he did mean to include the Meitzer or not. Now, in this in the Sveik of the Dini, Pesach at the end says a very interesting thing, and it's actually a Machlokes Papersk and what exactly he means. Pesach says, when there's no clear achra like one and like the other, and the Dian holds like one of them, the Oved, my David. He passes like one of them, then it's a good psak. Da'achi yisaperi kol nishban. That's what it says in Masech Teshuas. Hashem alei kamay v'lei kamay. Da'avik kamar avid. Da'avik kamar avid. V'masafka l'dayin kaman hilchasa hamayzgul v'raya. So Taisus learns that the avid kamar avid doesn't mean you could pass him whichever way you want arbitrarily. It means you could be machri like either one. You could decide. You hold like one of them. You could decide like the one you hold like. So if you hold like one of them, and you pass in that way, so it's a good psak. And if you don't hold like either of them, you don't know, so then the din is a maskel v'raya. The Rosh also says that here, and a little bit more even in the fourth parak of Sanhedrin in Simon Vav, he says, you have no right, he says, when there's a machloikis in Sanhedrin, he says, hechash nechogu shnei gedom b'psak halacha le'emer adayin efsek adin kamei she'ertza v'masakein havi din sheker. When there's a machlokes pesukim, you can't just decide, I want to do like this pesuk. If you do it, it's a din sheker, he says. Elam chachem god the lugam of the savi, day lachrik, dev echa berayis, berurus, and achaychas, or shis biyadai. If he's a chachem god, and he paskins like one of them, he could do it, or shis biyadai. Vim lavar achyu lo yaitzi mamen misafik. If he can't paskin, he's not going to stop paskin like one. And that's what he says here also. He can't just decide to paskin like one. Lo yaitzi mamen misafik. Now the Shach in Chayshim Mishpat Simon Chafei says that b'di'evid, if there's a sveik of the din and he paskin like one of them, he didn't paskin myself v'ra'i, he paskin like the mechayev and he was meitzi mamon. He says b'di'evid the psak is chal, and he brings v'ra'i from our tesis. He says since in our tesis is mavur that if the dayan knows that to be machri, he keep machri like one, and he paskins like one, it's a good psak. So kumdais he says b'di'evid. It has a din ki'ilu, he has a tainis bari. That's a shach shita. That kimli, when someone is a muchzik on the nechasim, by sveik edinina, That's like a tainus bari. He could say, I hold like the shita, even though he doesn't know who's right. Has a din of a tainus bari. So Mel, that's what he holds, that if the dayim b'dieved, by a sveka with a dinus of meshel raya paskind, that he's chayiv, and you're meitzit already, you're not meitzit miyadai. So the tumim there, in Simon Chafei, Sifkat and Beis, he argues stark on the shach. He says, avadanat. Avad, he says that the Rosh calls it a psak sheker. Avad, the psak is chayzer. And he learns pshat and taisis like this. He says, taisis is a raya keneged the shach. Because he's bothered by the lashon of taisis. Taisis says that when it's le'im milchus aloi kamar v'loi kamar v'svir le l'dayin gechad minayin v'ovet mind ovet. It's mashu b'di'evet. It's mashu b'di'evet. If he holds like one of them b'di'evet, it's a good psak. But l'chadchila, he shouldn't. L'chadchila should be a ma'iskel v'raya. L'chadchila l'dayin shouldn't be machriya a machlekes or a sveke d'din in the Gemara. Even if he's a chacham and he wants to be machriya, shouldn't. But the evidence it's chal. But then he says, if he doesn't know how to be machriya, then a meisgul of a raya. What do you mean? Even if he knows how to be machriya, the chatchil should say a meisgul of a raya. Zak the tumim, the pshat's like this, that if he didn't do it mikayach, that he knows how to be machriya, that even with the evidence it's not chal. Even with the evidence you might see it back from the one he gave it to, because the psak of a meisgul of a raya is a psak vaday. So if the dayan paskin, because he held like this tana, he held like this tzad. So but the evidence is a good psak. And if he paskin because he didn't know, then even with the evidence it's not a good psak, and he give it back to the original muzik. That's at a tumum learns shat and taisus. But the kunsh of sake is kal hei ois dalet, he says fakert. He says, you look at the Russian Sanhedrin that we quoted, you look at the Muki Yosef here, it says v'shem ebeni yayna, it's in the list of ebeni yayna here. By them it's mefurish, that no, when you have a suffix and the dayan is a chacham is yudei lachvia, that's how he should paskin. He says the Taisa says a lashon, ma da'avid avid. He's just saying the lashon at Gemara. The Gemara's lashon is da'avid kamar avid, da'avid kamar avid. But it means lechatchila he should be machvia. If he holds that way, that's how he should paskin. That's about a din lechatchila. And then the Sivis there in Simon Chafei Sifkat and Beis, he says that the Shach learned in the Taisa at the end faked from the Tumim. The Tumim says when he doesn't know, the dinus of Meisgul of Raya means that even when he paskins to take out the money, and you took out the money alpiv, you give it back to the original muzik, the shachol's fakert. If he doesn't know, then the dinus of Meisgul of Raya. And the eved that he taka paskin to take it out of the muzik, so now the other guy becomes the muzik. And the psak with the eved is chal. That's what Taisus means. If he knows it to be mechriya, he should be mechriya. And if not, so l'chatchila, ha Meisgul of Raya, the one who's holding it now is the mukzik, and then the avid, if he gave it to the other one, see, it becomes the mukzik. So I might as well write that way. Mamish lehebich from the tumim. Now the kunsh sveikus, I think, holds that, like we said, that when Taisa says that if he knows that a paskin, his psak is good, he means the chachili should paskin that way. But if he doesn't know how to paskin, I think there, he argues, he holds like the tumim, he argues on the shach, and he holds the maizkwal varaya, and have to remain by the mukzik, and even if he paskin, like the rush called it a psak sheker, and you might see it from the one he gave it to. There's also an interesting thing that the Kunsh HaSveikis brings. Says the Rosh in Sanhedrin, we said, the Lashon of the Rosh is, Emuchachem Gadol Gomev V'Savi Yedei Lachriya Kedivre Echad B'Rayas Brewers U'Nechaychais. He says, if you can machriya with Rayas Brewers U'Nechaychais. It sounds like, other than that, you can't be machriya Sveika Dedina. And the Muki Yosef says the Lashon, Yesh Adayin Lodin Kvim HaShadai Teneite. It sounds like what he thinks in Svar is correct. So he's bothered by this problem. Sounds like a machlekes. The Rosh holds you need rayas nechaychus of brus, and the Megyesef holds that dait tonight is good enough. So he brings a Knesset Gedolah that learns like this. No machlekes. Lechatchil, you have to zuch rayas. Lechatchil, you have to go through the sug, you have to go through shas and paiskim and see if you can find any rayas. And a dayan that didn't do that, a dayan that just decided, I think this is right, and didn't go to find the rayas for it, That's also nechshim richtig psak. That's not a good achra. Muki Yosef means he already looked for the rayas. He already zuch the rayas. And the honor rayas. The honor rayas either way. So then, he could bask him his svara. That's why he brings a Knesset Gedolah to Miyashiv, what's the pshat that the Rosh says, you pask him with rayas, and Muki Yosef says, you pask him his svara. Now, Kunsh HaSveikis says in Shasanta Zach. Kunsh HaSveikis says that here, Muki Yosef is talking about a machlekes tanom, a machlekes amiron. So Mela, He says, there the pshat is you can't bring rais. Can't bring rais that an amayr is right or amayr is wrong. You can't do that. Now you could hold me svar that you don't understand one svar, the other svar makes more sense to you. That you could do. Can't bring rais. The Rosh was talking about a machlekes is too gadol. It means a machlekes yishain, a machlekes a peiskim. The ik is not to figure out which svar is right. The ik is to bring rais. You bring rais, then you have a clarkite. Then you see that one's right, the other's wrong. You have a rai this way. Not the svar. That's what the kunches of sveikis. By me, I would think maybe fakert. How can machriya machlekes amarom and svar? Just because you hold like one amari, what does that mean? You never find anyone's machriya between amarom and svar. Between Amaram and Amol, you find the Gemara never didn't say a klar psak, and Rishayim bring a raya. They bring a raya. That's a psak. There's another Gemara, another sugya which sounds klar like one of the Amarams, even though the Gemara wasn't pesha to shaila here. We have a raya that that's a psak. Hashenkin amachlokes Rishayim Amol. It could be machriya misvara. It depends. Yeah, chveis nisht. Al gabanim that's a machlokes. The Tumim says that be'emes you can't be machriya sveke the dina. Just be the evid if you machriya because your hold one is right, be the evid the psak is chal, and if you stam passing like one without any reason to think that one is right, even be the evid the psak is not chal. And the shachol is punk lehepech, that if you taka could be machriyat, then you should be machriya, and that's what the Kunsha Seika says, klar, the lashon of the Mukiyasif or Beni Yaina, the Russian Sanhedrin, is klar that way that if you can machriya, you should machriya lechatchila. And the shachol is, even if you weren't mechriya, you just decided to pass one of the ways, but the evid is chal. For that, the Kunsha Sveikis argues on him.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.